Russia recognized the independence of two separatist regions in Ukraine and then sent Russian troops in there to, quote, keep the peace. Is this an act of war or the continuation of the same conflict that's been happening there for the past 8 years? That's what the U.S. is trying to decide in order to figure out how to respond. The Biden administration has already announced that Americans can't do business in these separatist regions of Ukraine that Russia has now declared independent. But the U.S. is holding back on a fuller set of sanctions against Vladimir Putin and his inner circle. President Biden's Deputy National Security Advisor John Finer joins us this morning. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
If now is not the time for broader, tougher sanctions against Putin personally and his close circle, when is?
So I think because Russia has now taken a step to launch its latest invasion of Ukraine, you will begin to see the United States, our partners and our allies, impose sanctions in response later today. You've already seen us, as was announced yesterday and as you just described, put out an executive order that prevents Americans and others from doing economic activity in that region of Ukraine that Russia has now claimed is independent. You also saw, I believe this morning, the German government announce something that the president of the United States has said would be the case, that the Nord Stream 2 pipeline would not go forward. This is a pipeline connecting Russian gas with the rest of Europe through Germany. And so the steps that we have said we would take are beginning to unfold in response to what Russia has done.
So I think I just heard you say the Biden administration is set to announce broader sanctions today. What can you tell us about how far that will hit Putin personally?
Well, I don't want to get ahead of the announcement that's to come in a number of hours, but these will be significant steps in response to this significant action Russia has taken away from the prospect of resolving this conflict diplomatically and towards further conflict, which is frankly something that we have been predicting would be the case for some time now, even while offering Russia a diplomatic path should it choose that.
Do you think that's going to satisfy the Ukrainian president's complaints? Volodymyr Zelensky said on CNN Sunday, "We don't need your sanctions after the bombardment or after we have no borders, after we have no economy." Are these sanctions going to be the kind that will make Ukraine feel secure right now?
Well, President Biden spoke by phone yesterday with President Zelensky. We've been very close touch with Ukrainians at all levels. We believe this step that we will be taking a bit later today is a clear and direct response to the actions that Russia has taken. We will stay in close touch with the Ukrainians going forward and continue to provide them support as they face this very difficult situation that Russia is imposing on them.
Is it the administration's position that Russia will end up annexing the Donetsk and Luhansk regions like it did Crimea in 2014?
We'll have to see what Russia decides to do. That is a step, as you just indicated, that Russia took with regard to Crimea. But we think that the step they've taken already to announce essentially their view that sovereign Ukrainian territory are actually independent republics is enough to merit a sanctions response. And we are going to be taking that response a bit later today.
But, you know, the administration is making calculations and determinations every day about the likelihood of a full-scale Russian invasion. So based on these, the new sanction against Nord Stream 2 that you just identified from Germany, the potential of broader U.S. sanctions today, in this current moment, is a full-scale Russian invasion of Ukraine more or less likely?
I think we've been saying for quite some time, President Biden has said publicly, Secretary of State Tony Blinken said in some detail at the UN Security Council that we believed that Russia was moving down the path toward war. The step that they took yesterday, we believe, was a continuation of that course. We have said that there is a diplomatic path if Russia would choose to and like to pursue its interests in a different way that would avoid what we think will be a catastrophic war of choice, catastrophic certainly for the Ukrainian people, for security in Europe, and we believe ultimately for Russia as well. But every indication we see in terms of what we can actually observe on the ground, the steps that Russia is actually taking, including those that we've been discussing that Russia took yesterday, suggest that they are on a very different course.
I want to ask about Putin's broader intentions. I mean, is it the Biden administration's belief that Putin has the intention of reuniting or bringing back former Soviet republics into his purview?
So, look, certainly we cannot get inside the mind of President Putin. But we do know a lot about what he has said his intentions are, including in a very lengthy set of remarks that he gave yesterday, where he described essentially the history of Russia and Ukraine as indicating to him that Ukraine is not actually itself an independent country, should not be an independent country writ large, not just referring to the regions of Ukraine that he recognized yesterday as being independent. He has also said many times during the course of his tenure as leader of Russia that the greatest tragedy that's ever befallen the world was the collapse of the Soviet Union. So I think our sense is that his ambitions go much beyond the step that was announced yesterday, and that is one of the reasons why we are so concerned, in addition, obviously, to the significant troop presence that Russia has amassed, more than 150,000 forces on the border of Ukraine, about how far exactly he wants to take this.
If I may go back to the news about the German-Russian pipeline, the Nord Stream 2, that's now been put on hold, has the U.S. been able to assure Germany that it can support and meet its gas and energy needs?
So the United States has been working with the German government and across the European Union on how exactly to ensure energy security in the event of a conflict between Russia and Ukraine. The gas situation in Europe is complicated. The prices have been elevated now for quite some time, and we believe that we have been effective at determining alternative sources of energy, including of natural gas, in the event that this conflict unfolds and that situation gets worse. We think that the diplomacy that we have been doing in conjunction with the Germans, with the rest of the Europeans, will help give a measure of security even in a situation in which conflict erupts.
I interviewed independent Senator Bernie Sanders recently, who said, hey, listen, some of Russia's concerns are legitimate, that that NATO has expanded in an eastern direction and that Russia should be allowed to voice those concerns. Is the Biden administration prepared to encourage NATO allies to make a concession to Russia when it comes to the positions of NATO and U.S. troops in Eastern Europe?
Well, so leaving aside the question of which concerns are and are not legitimate, there are legitimate ways that countries in the world can pursue their security interests, and that includes pursuing them diplomatically, talking to other countries, negotiating. Instead of going down that path, Russia chose to put 150,000 troops on the border of a sovereign country, issue a set of demands, and then indicate that if all of their demands are not met, they are likely to take military steps to impose the situation as they see it. That is not a responsible way or a legitimate way for countries to pursue their interests, and that's why we are preparing to impose severe consequences on Russia if it goes down that path.
And we will follow up to find out what those severe consequences are. John Finer, Deputy National Security Advisor, thank you.
Thank you.